in your orbit with Mac.
Kay.
And Lana.
And you better stream around you.
Yeah. Let's talk about Burn a little. What do you think the sound's gonna be like?
I think it's probably gonna be a little bit similar to the teaser that we got, but probably a lot different. Cause like I know with the Bye Bye teasers, weren't they were kind of like Butterfly, they're kind of like Bye Bye the intro
they
together.
Were, yeah, they were exactly Butterfly, but they were Butterfly-esque.
Hmm. Yeah.
Like they probably snipped some things and put them in there.
They had a lot of elements from Butterfly, but also like a lot of random stuff to complete it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and the teasers were, the sound of the teasers were like completely different from what we got in Butterfly, but they were like the same elements.
Yes, definitely.
I feel like they were kind of darker than we got for Butterfly, because Butterfly is really light and airy.
And loud.
What if the whole Burn is the teaser is a part of the Bye Bye teasers, and it's just that's kind of what the instrumental is going to be like?
Maybe. Instead.
Like, it's going to be really dark and very heavy.
Yeah. Like how the Bye Bye teasers, they had one element of Butterfly, so maybe Burn has the rest of the elements.
Maybe.
Because BBC, they don't waste their sounds. They always have
a voice. Yeah, they do.
I'm saying.
Why X Watch teaser? We still have, like, we've never got that as track.
So, I wish we do.
For the most part, they do
waste some things.
Most of the things we've heard have become part of albums. For the most part, you can say that.
It's like intro. True.
Yes, even if it's an intro, you can say that they've become part of teasers. For the most part. So
yeah.
So June. Is what we're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Because
Olivia's mom said so.
Yeah, Olivia's mom said so. And I trust her. She seems
trustworthy.
She seems very trustworthy, so I'm gonna believe her and trust her.
Right.
Okay.
I feel like Mac is gonna be as close to girl crush as we're gonna get right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Butterfly was like elegance.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I actually have a theory about this. So I feel like, you know, like, okay, so with the subunits, it was like very cute, poppy, whatever debut, and then repackaged is darker, more mature, more elegant, and that's literally what they've been doing. So if they do Bird and it's a continuation of Bye Bye, then it's just going to get darker and darker until we, like, get the whole lore timeline thing. Because I assume it's going to be about Olivia, like, and the burning part, and maybe she messes with the tapes, I assume.
Yeah, maybe she messes with the tapes. Maybe she messes with Go On. Maybe.
And, like, maybe we get Vivi and Olivia, what she did to her.
Yeah.
If she did anything. If she did anything.
It's just, a fan theory.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so Japan comebacks. What do you think they're going to do for those? Well, not Japan.
It's probably going to be, like, cute and poppy, I think.
Yeah,
I think anything original for them. I think they're just going to make Japanese hi-hi.
I would like to hear Japanese hi-hi.
I wonder what it would sound like.
It would probably be original hi-hi, but like five times more crack.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready to hear it. I'm ready to pop my pussy open.
Like, unless like they change it slightly, make it, I feel like they wouldn't. They would just yeah, the, like, regular hi-hi instrumental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just put the new vocals over it. But I really wish that they would just add a little bit of, like, more J-poppy kind of, like, cutesy bubblegummy stuff in it. But they probably won't.
I mean, I guess we'll see. We might get Japanese hi-hi. Maybe we might get Japanese favorite.
We might just get a whole, like, single album.
We might get some original Japanese tracks.
Japanese Butterfly.
Japanese Butterfly. I would like to see her.
Ooh.
I would like to see her. Okay. And then Luna the Ballad. What are we thinking for Luna the Ballad?
A unit, probably.
Yeah. New unit.
Yeah, because actually I don't imagine them being able to do like 3 or 4 things mm-hmm. all together in the year.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd be way too much for all of them.
So you think that Luna the Ballad will focus on a few girls instead of OT12?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Luna the Ballad, probably.
If the name is Luna the Ballad, like, it has to be like a unit, right? We got 1/3 and Luna Odd Eye Circle and what Luna and YYXY, like.
So it makes the Ballad sense. Is the group name,
mm-hmm.
and Luna is Luna.
Hello?
Who do you think will be in it?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you.
Let's see. Hustle. Chu.
Jinsoul. Jinsoul. I would like to see it.
And some spice in there. Yeah, like one of the rappers, one of the sub-vocals.
One of the rappers, one of the circles.
Or sub-vocals.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you were just cutting out. I'm sorry.
Sorry. Okay. Next order of business.
Yes.
Let's talk about Luna.
In general. Okay.
About Luna in general.
Luna's popularity and all of the orbits that are being stupid and acting like, why are they still gone? Why don't they have a comeback yet?
I mean,
why? Or even the time between Butterfly and Hi-Hi, which, I mean, we got a teaser in November, so it was only like a month-ish, like a month and a half-ish between, or like a month and a half, 2 months-ish between, like, overall, like, the comeback.
Yeah, like,
it wasn't that long.
We got Luna Studio in November, and that was a whole
thing. It was, like, a whole thing. Like, it was just... Was that a weekend thing or a week thing?
It wasn't
a whole week, but there was like 4 events.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was 1/3, Yoji,
yeah.
Odd Eye Circle, YY by Y, then OT12.
Yes. So I think it was a weekend thing. I think it was over 2 days, actually.
Yeah, like I thought it was 2 days.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, it was 3 days.
3 days.
Yeah, because it's like...
Yeah.
So, mostly, I think people are, like, freaking out because they're just impatient about lore, and it kind of just, like, devolves into like a weird like complaining sort of thing
mm-hmm.
because I mean Luna is obviously not like a regular group. They have like a story going on for the most mm-hmm. part. I mean, not some groups have stories, but not all groups.
Yeah, and even if it's a story, it's like very vague. It's not like every single character has a plot line going on that's tied to each other.
Yeah.
Or as involved as this. So, like, obviously they need a plan and shoot and so on and so forth.
So hello? People, yeah, I'm still here. Peeps.
You're like cutting up with that, Lana.
I am.
Why? I can hear her.
Yeah. Like, she got robot voice for me.
I can hear her fine though.
Huh.
Okay.
What?
I can hear her fine.
Well, got robot voice for me, so
that's Lana. Weird. It shouldn't be doing that. But...
Yeah.
Okay, let's just move on.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think they're just people are mostly just like impatient because I mean, obviously Luna isn't. They're not like quiet, but it's not plot related.
Yeah. Butterfly wasn't like super lore related, so no. I feel like people are just impatient for lore.
They want to know things. And that's right. Perfectly fine. They're just being kind of annoying about it.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm.
Trying to imply that BBC is anything like SM or JYP or whatever is very incorrect.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, BBC can do, like, better with certain stuff, but it's, like, they're a small company. They're basically unknown. They aren't very out there. They don't have a lot of investors. It's a whole thing. It's a whole thing.
They're a lot like, BBC's company is a lot like Momoland's company. They just came out of nowhere. And had one group?
They just came out of nowhere. They had one group.
But going off of that, people are really acting like, oh, Luna's losing popularity. Oh no, they're gonna flop if they don't drop something soon.
That's obviously not
as if
true.
Like they don't have longevity as a group over like. Even now, like, their discography is so diverse and they already have so much music.
Right. They have so much music.
It's not like they're a new group that just debuted.
Like, and going off of that, I don't even understand why people are even, like, saying this. I mean, probably because pre-debut spoiled them, like you say. But
exactly.
Other groups don't come back for even longer than this and are just radio silent, like Blackpink. Like, Red Velvet hasn't come back since, like, what, November?
Yeah,
really?
No, really Bad Boy was
for 3 years.
Yeah.
Some groups.
Like Poor FX.
Poor FX.
Kristen.
East Code too. They've been like
They've been gone for like three years, right?
Well, they dropped solos for Ashley and Soyoung. I wish they did one for Zuni, but
yeah,
we can't have everything.
And then they dropped.
Okay. They've been gone for like 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and they only just came back, like, the other day.
Yeah, and it's like, I don't see anybody saying shit those groups. Like, thank God Ladies comes back, but, like...
So, yeah, what's the difference with Luna, really?
Right? Like, what is the difference? Like, I'm sorry, but they can take breaks, they can do other things.
It's like, when
I think it's just because, like, Luna's hotly anticipated.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's like, you have groups, like, Twice or whatever, where they have a comeback, like, every few months, and you're like, slow down. JYP should give them a break.
Exactly.
They need to rest. You're overworking them. But then when the group is resting, you're like, come back. I need music. They got put in the dungeon. It's like, can we match the energy here?
Right. Like, which, like, it blew my mind that, like, the moment Twice went on break, like, freaking Onces were just like, Twice isn't back yet. What the fuck? Like, hello? Didn't you just say they needed a break?
It's like you have to match the energy. Like you either want them to stay or you want them to go. You have to pick one.
Yeah. Like I feel like part of it is just this like impatient entitlement that like they don't want to wait. Like first off, if you want something good, you got to wait for it because it's going to take time for it to make it.
Well, yeah.
And all the stuff that goes into it, but they don't understand that. They're just like, well, you know, Why it's can't like, they come back already? Like, I need my music.
It's like quality over quantity.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just press a button and music comes out. Okay, you have to film. You have to film a music video. You have to film the actual music. You have to record the instruments. You have to produce it so it doesn't sound like fucking trash.
Mm-hmm. Like, they spend all day shooting music videos and shooting different scenes and going through makeup and outfit changes all day. Or multiple days, even. Like, so it's like...
You have to put together the photo shoots for the teasers. You have to plan that out and stuff.
You have to design the albums, the CDs, the photo cards, everything.
Like, it doesn't just come ready-made.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Hell, I remember when people were complaining about, like, the month full of teasers we got. And I'm like, we got a month full of teasers.
Oh, January?
We got something. We got something every day.
Yeah, we got something like every, like, what, 2 weeks? Week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like every 10th of, or every 10 days.
Yeah. And I, like, I saw people complaining during that, like, can't they just drop the album already? I'm like...
He's like, they're called teasers for a reason.
Also, it's like, they have to follow the moon cycle schedule. Like, they can't just drop things. It's a part of their whole thing. They've been doing this.
They've also really been doing this.
I still can't believe BBC is just like, yep, we're strictly to the moon cycles. Like, still?
Like, that's like, dedication.
Like, that's commitment. That's dedication. Like, you could have just dropped that after debut, but they didn't.
Nope.
They're just, this is just what we're gonna do. We're Luna the World. Loon means moon. So, we're Moon of the World. Moon cycles.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, also, let's see, next on the list.
Next on the list.
After the second comeback with the Butterfly and the Luna of the Drought, which we got, you know, V-Lives and Prairie sitting and studying for 45 minutes straight, silent.
Which we all watched.
We all watched it. There was like 200,000 people or
we
something?
We all watched it. We made memes of it.
Exactly.
And we enjoyed it.
We enjoyed it wholly. Like,
and then...
You can't say that they're silent. You just can't say that we've gotten teasers, which is kind of different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know you want teasers, but they have to record the music.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But
which is probably what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I want to think that for some things that they record in, like, advance.
Yeah.
Probably.
Because I just feel like BBC is like that. They've just got, like, troves and troves of, like, vocals and instruments and, like, a USB file somewhere.
That we haven't seen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, an actual pile of Luna TVs that we have not seen. So, of course, they have, like, vocals and just pictures and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck?
It probably helps to, like, have a backup just so they're not, like, constantly having to make up stuff and kind of just wing it. Like, I feel like certain groups do with their producers, and they just end up making the same song over and over.
Yeah, but we're not going to do a comeback.
We're not going to name names.
We're not going to call anybody out. We're not going to do that.
No.
I love all K-pop groups equally.
But the next order of business, briefly.
Briefly.
I'm sorry, but if you don't stand OT12 and every member equally, and pay attention to every member equally, how can you call yourself an orbit?
How can you call yourself an orbit?
Like, I'm sorry, but the group is not all just Ade, Circle, Kinlip, Jinsoul, Twary, and YYYY, or, you know, just Heejin.
There are other people there.
Like, no... Absolutely no offense to any of the girls for, you know, their popularity. Love them. Great. Like, you know, I'm a Jinsoul stan, so.
I love the material.
But.
I love the material.
The fans need to stop acting like because, oh, their solo is better, quote unquote. that
like the subunits sounds better. It,
yeah,
like no one girl or subunit is bigger than a group.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's on period.
On period.
Like it's ridiculous. Watching things and listening to like reactions and reviews and blah, 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 blah. And just people only reacting to when their bias shows up, which is usually like Kim Lip or Jinsoul or Heejin or Eve or Chu. And it's like, okay, but like you're not going to talk about how like Vivi and Yojin and Gowon got more lines or Hasul actually got lines and screen time. Like you just don't care.
Yeah.
And like especially stop sleeping on 1/3. Like, to like, y'all that have not listened to their music yet, somehow, I don't know
how that's possible.
1/3. I still can't believe. Like, you call yourself Orbit. You have not listened to 1/3.
Like, how do you just avoid, like, at least 10 songs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many?
Well, actually, no, it's probably, like, 15.
Yeah, at least. How with do the you solos. Avoid at least 15 songs? Like, do you have magic powers? Do you have, like, zero taste? What's going on here? What's the like, key?
And usually the only ones that they listen to are Everyday I Love You. And they're like, oh, well, it's a bop. And it's like, I don't like Everyday I Need You because it's slow. And I don't like slow songs. But, I mean, still you can listen to them and appreciate them, even if it's not your style, necessarily.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really like most of 1/3's discography is solos and whatever because it was a different sound than I was used to, like it was more ballady. But I love them now, so but it's funny that people are like, oh, I love Everyday I Love You, but I treat Vivi like crap.
It's so interesting.
Correlation does not make sense.
It just does not make sense.
It doesn't add up.
This makes no sense, love.
Like on period, we're gonna get you some brain cells.
And piggybacking off of that, the whole Hasul, everybody that was like, oh wow, Hasul's leaving the group. No, she's taking a hiatus because of the death of her family, so stop. Shut up. Like we get it.
So that it's personal reasons, mm-hmm. and that's her reasons. Like
leave her reasons. Like, why would she leave the group? It's OT12.
I swear these Akes are like jump at any chance to talk shit about anybody that isn't in their favorite subunit, which is, you know, probably mostly the Are Circle ones.
It doesn't make any sense. And they wouldn't record without her either.
No.
Right.
They probably like already recorded everything anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they of course they're going to do it in advance.
Like, they wouldn't, I don't think, it doesn't make any sense for Hasul to be leaving because, like, one, she's the leader. Two,
yeah.
Luna isn't really like other K-pop groups. They have, like, a story going on.
Mm-hmm.
She can't just leave. Like, they could take a hiatus, sure, but it's like, they gotta tell the story.
Yeah, like every single, and I guess this also drives home the point with the story and that the fact that they were hand-picked out of hundreds of girls each however many months, that each member is valuable and has potential and talent, which is why they picked them in the first place and went through like rigorous training and all this other shit. Like
literally, they hand-picked these girls. They didn't just take names out of a hat. They didn't wait until other people left. They picked
they girls. Had, like, evaluations mm-hmm. for each. Hello?
They've been doing this for like years.
Mm-hmm.
It's all led up to the 12 of those girls being together and performing together.
So saying that some of them aren't talented or can't sing or can't dance, but they don't even have positions or whatever, but is just stupid because there are fan cams, there are videos, there are performances, there are pre-debut performances that prove otherwise.
And that's just on period.
Like, that shows your bias, I guess. Okay. Moving on to from Luna to general K-pop.
Let's talk about Cherry Bullet.
Yes. So they're coming back on like the 22nd, and it's been rumored that their skin, like they're gonna have a skin in Overwatch, a skin that ties in with like the new diva skin that's supposed to break the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So thoughts?
I think it's going to be a very good way to promo for, you know, like the 12 people that still play Overwatch.
For the 12 people that still play Overwatch.
But I don't know, it's just very interesting because it's like I've never seen a girl group do like a direct promotion like this in a game of skin. Like, it's interesting.
If it is, sure.
Yeah.
Which all signs are pointing to true.
All signs are pointing to true. Let's hope. And I assume they're probably going to keep the whole game aesthetic, the whole game concept, probably, if they're doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like an AR game that they're doing now for the next comeback, I think.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, okay. Let's play AR Cherry Bullet, something like that.
Oh, you know what would be really cool? If what? Cherry Bullet just did different game genres for each comeback.
Oh, that would
like,
be
what
cute.
If we get what if we get like a Halloween survival horror one? That would be so cute.
Oh, that would bop. Yeah.
Oh, maybe I stand Cherry Bullet.
Stand Cherry Bullet. So the first Yeah, so Cherry Bullet's first concept was a general fighting game, a puzzle game, a racing game. It was just general video game stuff. And then this concept is like virtual reality, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I hope they continue that sort of thing because it'd be great.
I really hope. I really hope this song is not better than Q&A, but more like a different style almost. Like something that'll make them stand out more. Yeah. Like, it was very like Bigelow Bangle aesthetic, but it was very like cutesy 8-bit, like instrumental.
Yeah.
Didn't mind, but it was like, it was cute, it was good, but it was missing like a little something.
Yeah.
But yeah, stand Cherry Bullet. Stand Helen.
Wonder when we'll get a fandom name.
Probably never. I mean, didn't it take like FX years to get one?
Yeah.
And a color. But we're not going on that. Okay. But the next, the 21 anniversary we got yesterday. My blackjack heart cries.
I'm here, blackjack heart.
Like, fuck you, YG. Rotten jail.
Fuck YG.
Go to hell.
Fuck YG.
Fuck YG.
On period. That's just on a saw. Just go to jail for your crimes against humanity and pretty people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And like, you can't manage girl groups. 21 got two albums and they're what? But how long were they really together for? Like nine
like years? 7 years.
Like 7 years, yeah.
Seven.
Yeah, it was like seven. Because they weren't. Minzy left in what, 2014, right? Or 2015? What was it?
2015?
Yeah.
No, it was.
They had the
2014. Yeah.
And but they had their last performance.
Situation.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Right. It was after that. We're never going to talk about that. But speaking of Park Bomb. My bias, Park Bomb.
She looked great in the V Live today.
She looks great. She's been working out, I think. I mean, she said she's also dieting too and stuff. Yeah. What, like like, I think it was during the spring. Well, what is it? The showcase. I think she said she's doing that, or like in one of the interviews. But she just looks so good.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, girl, how are you 35 and you still look like you're in your 20s?
It's props called self-care.
Also, it's called self-care. And also her voice is slowly getting better and better and stronger again. And her confidence is back. I've been watching all of the 444 live stages and she is just eating. She is just eating. Oh, I missed her so much.
I'm happy she came. I'm happy that she like came back finally.
I'm so happy she decided to finally come back to the stage. And like D Nation, like please, like every other month, if you want to drop a whole single or whole album, I don't care. Like Park Bom is your priority right now. You can do whatever you want with her.
Yeah.
I will not be disappointed.
Please sign, Sia. Like, please sign 21, period.
Period. Like, please, can we just get 21, the re-up?
The yes. Re-up, the remix, the reloaded, the repackage, the reprint.
Like, I know, I mean, like, I know YG, like, let Dara do something, like, do the spring collab, so it's like, why, like, let CL and Bomb do a song together.
Oh like, my gosh.
Minzy and Bomb do a song together. Like, come on.
Gosh.
I mean, yeah, isn't she coming back next month, right? She is, right?
Minzy?
No, not Minzy. Bomb. I thought she had a June thing planned. Or maybe it was just Blue Rose and I'm done.
I think it was just the Blue Rose thing.
Okay, I'm just hoping and making things up.
Yeah.
If she comes back this summer. Ooh.
I mean, who isn't coming back this summer?
I think Hyuna's just going to come back for the summer. Like, if...
Yeah.
For D Nation. Because Hyuna is a summer girl.
And Hyuna is a summer girl.
Who isn't coming back is the real question.
I don't know. And I'm scared to find out.
Yeah. Because I'm hoping for one group. And I don't know if they are going to come back.
But yeah. Rumors, but if it's OT4, please.
FX, please save us.
FX, save music again. FX, save K-pop.
Save 2019.
Like it doesn't really need saving, but I mean, I wouldn't mind if you did it.
Right.
And then let's see, is there anything else you'd like to add to that?
No, I'm good.
All right, moving on.
We're Matt, Kay, and Lon, and we'll see you next time in your orbit. Follow us on Twitter @IYOPodcast for updates on the next show. See you later.